Google have announced they're teaming up with Moorfields Eye Hospital in London to train machines to automatically detect diseases using millions of eye scans from NHS patients. While this might sound like a great technological advancement, it does also have implications for data protection and patient consent for the use of medical records by commercial companies. Fevzi Turkalp is from the free tech advice website gadgetdetective.com and is on the line now. Thanks very much for joining us this evening. Are you excited by the use of artificial intelligence to detect disease in this way?
Well, clearly there are potentially great benefits to this, and a lot of eyesight loss could be prevented if it were detected early. So there's clearly potential merit in this. But I think that the concern, as you've alluded to, has to come in how this data is being used and how much of it we know. There should be some transparency about these agreements, and perhaps also an opt-in rather than an opt-out. I noticed that Moorfields has said that patients can opt out of any data sharing system by emailing the Trust Data Protection Officer. Now, I have to say, I've been to Moorfields Eye Hospital, and the majority of patients there are elderly. They're suffering from age-related macular degeneration and other conditions associated, for the most part, with age. I would suggest that most people attending that, first of all, would not know and would not even think that their data would be shared in this way, and many of them would not have the wherewithal, both because of age and sight loss, to find who the Trust Data Protection Officer is and email them to opt out.
And Moorfields say that it's going to be 1 million anonymised eye scans, and with the emphasis on the anonymised, nobody will know who these eyes are, but belong to. But is that enough? Because there's the danger that you can have jigsaw identification, for example.
Sure. I mean, if there was ever an organisation capable of de-anonymising anonymised data, it would be Google, because it has the ability to access so many strands of information, not least our locations on our Android mobile phones. So I'm not suggesting that they necessarily want to do that, but I think that it wouldn't be hard to work out from the details that are given, i.e. all the details about that patient, including their age and maybe the area that they live in. It wouldn't be hard to match that up to location and other data to actually de-anonymize if they chose to. And not only might they do it, if anyone were to access that information, that's also a possibility for them. So I think what needs to happen is that there needs to be some transparency. Yes, there can be merit in this. If these sorts of agreements are to be in place, we need to have a summary of what the nature of the agreement is, what data will be shared, for what purpose, who Google may or may not share it with, and for how long they'll be keeping that data.
Yes, and what's in this for Google? Is there profit? Are they doing it to show off their deep mind technology?
Okay, so we've been told very little about this particular agreement, but if we look back to May, when a similar agreement was entered into, again by Google's DeepMind, with the Royal Free NHS Trust, which took data over the last 5 years and over the next two from 1.6 million patients, the nature of that deal, as I understand it, is that Google were not charging the NHS for their services, and the NHS hoped to benefit from an app that would help them in the future, although Google may charge them in the future for the service. And it seems also that there's potential for Google to do wider analysis of this data, not directly related to this particular project. And I think what would be perhaps a better idea if the NHS were to fund this very important research itself and therefore keep a better hold on the information, because at the moment it seems to me that they're paying for these services with our data.
And there's a lot of light on Google at the moment, but are there other companies doing this or similar things?
I mean, Google is perhaps best known for it. Apple have also taken a great interest in health apps and so forth, and they've created a whole framework, but that tends to be more of an opt-in. So people with Apple devices can opt into various projects and give data, but that's an opt-in process. This is a process where most of us don't know it's happening. And by the way, there are several hundred similar agreements that have taken place in this country over the last few years, and most of us don't know that they exist. So I think that, you know, Google is perhaps not quite unique, but in this country also unique. There have been similar things going on in the United States.
Fevzi Turkalp, thanks very much for joining us.